B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We'll start with this, man. An Egyptian fisherman is recovering after undergoing an emergency surgery to remove a live fish that had become lodged in his throat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one of the penis fish. Okay.
And nearly suffocated him.
Wow.
The 40-year-old man.
Wait, did he take a bite?
Well, I'll explain how it happened. So he arrived at the hospital. Medical staff who attended the patient said that he was unable to speak, was experiencing shortness of breath.
Oh, my God.
When he was admitted. Now, video of the procedure was recorded and shared online. And in the 33-second clip, a doctor is seen using one hand to pry open the man's mouth while trying to extract the fish with the other. Yeah, like no equipment. They're like, here, I'm just going to
go in.
Local media reports claim that the fish got stuck at the entrance of the man's windpipe when he tried to hold the fish in his mouth while he was attempting to catch a second fish by hand.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
So like jump down his throat.
Yeah, if your hands are full and you put something in your mouth, that's what this guy was doing.
Wow.
Following the short procedure, it was reported the man was recovering and being monitored by staff in the hospital's intensive care unit. Wow.
Jeez.
A Minnesota deer hunter had an opening day to remember. He bagged a 10-point buck and an alligator all in the same day. Yeah.
Well, the alligator was riding the deer.
Corey Klosick described the odd chain of events.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime shot.
From Saturday's firearm hunting opener on Facebook, declaring, only in 2020 can you go out and sit for deer gun season opener in Minnesota and shoot an alligator. Klosick theorized the reptile was somebody's pet until it was released when it grew too big. He said he spotted the alligator 10 feet in front of him while tracking the buck near a pond. So he did the smart thing. He actually contacted the game warden.
Yeah.
And he said, I was informed that I could shoot it. All right, I'd shoot that thing. But the hunter said he plans to mount the two together in a fun taxidermy piece, Steve. It's going to be an
alligator. It's excellent. Riding a deer.
And I just called a little while ago about the alligator. I found a kid wandering around out
right
here.
Right.
Shoot it.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources said that alligators, which are invasive in the state, are not protected under the law. So maybe if you were in Florida or something like that, you couldn't do it. Only licensed people would be able to do it, but it's invasive, so have at it.
Wow, that's interesting.
If you see the Minnesota alligators out running around. Okay, this is just weird. There is and I'll have to paraphrase because the way this story is written, it doesn't roll out like a Bizarre File, but there was for sale a 2007 Volkswagen Rabbit on eBay. And apparently it has a speedometer that has been modified, okay? So the title of the Craigslist ad reads, or it's on Craigslist, not eBay. It's in the Bay Area, sorry, not eBay.
It's Craig Bay.
So it's a 2007 VW Rabbit, interesting speedo, it says. So meaning the speedometer and tachometer. So, and I saw pictures of this. And outside of the horrificness, it's pretty funny. They placed in the middle two little Adolf Hitlers.
God.
And as you speed up, his arm comes up in the Nazi salute.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh boy.
It's terrible, but I got to imagine as you're revving the car up, that would look pretty funny, right?
I would have to chuckle a bit.
So the arm
is
placed,
a horrible person, but as a speedometer, he might have been a better person.
The arm is placed on the needle and behind the body, so as you drive Hitler, the Hitler twins give you a bobbing Nazi salute. Now, the copy of the ad reads, 2007 VW Rabbit has 137,000 miles with a 5-speed transmission. Clutch feels good. Heat and AC work awesome. Brakes are new or stops good. Power windows, interior's in good condition, just needs a good cleaning. And it goes on and on and on. And then at the very end, it says, price is low, but hoping the unique speedometer is enjoyed. Thanks for your interest. And let me know if you want a test drive or have a mechanic do a pre-inspect.
Is there any indication that the owner was a neo-Nazi?
There is no indication in the article at all as to why there are Hitler, odometer, and tachometers. But it's whatever, man.
They're well done, by the way. I mean,
I know.
It requires a little bit of work to get them to operate that way.
It looks funny.
Yeah.
But I wish it was something else. All right. Let's move on to another story. A dancer at the adult venue called Body Talk Sports Bar got locked up after allegations of fighting other dancers and swinging a broom.
Oh, yeah.
Deputies encountered the dancer, a 29-year-old woman whose dancer name is Strawberry.
Yeah.
Around 2:30 a.m. at Body Talk, Strawberry was being held down by security officers and was quoted as saying, "They're trying to kill me." A security officer reported Strawberry lost her purse, and when it was turned in, it just had a few dollars in it. Strawberry went into the dressing room. She began fighting all the other dancers, accusing them of stealing her money.
Any other names mentioned?
No.
Like, who did Strawberry square off against? Kumquat?
Yeah. It was Passion.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. So Strawberry reportedly was ordered to leave and taken outside. She reportedly stayed on the property and began fighting the other dancers as they left. The owner of Body Talk reported he fired Strawberry and told her to leave at least a half dozen times.
Leave, Strawberry!
She was jailed on trespassing charges.
No, she was a dancer.
Thanks, oh my God!
Casey and I were talking yesterday about that particular story. We were trying to remember. It might have been Lisa Ann, but it was a high-level porn star who said that she was, you know, because they do appearances at strip clubs. And she learned pretty quick that the dancers don't mess around.
They do not. And that, she had mentioned brawls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So you got to watch out. And I remember being at a local establishment back in the office and seeing a series of Polaroid pictures of separate girls with a big sign that says, "Do not let these people in." So it was like, you know, dancers, I think that have probably had a little bit of an attitude or something like that.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Bizarre File Podcast.
Fort Wayne Community Schools in Indiana say two teachers were inside a classroom at Black Hawk Middle School when a deer came crashing in through the upper section of a window, crashed into the room while they were in there. No students were present at the time.
Police
and animal care and control arrived. They broke the bottom part of the window so that the deer could make its escape. The school says it took about 30 minutes to get the deer out of the classroom.
Shot in the parking lot.
These two teachers were uninjured. School officials say that repairs are underway on the classroom window. But, yeah, this is the time of year. It's the rut season.
Yes.
And
they're rambunctious.
Yep. And they will jump through windows. This is interesting. Officials from the UK Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court. Say a testing error is to blame after a number of cartoon and movie characters were listed as defendants. The list included characters Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Roadrunner, Buzz Lightyear, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and Donald Duck, among others. All were listed as being due before the judge at 10 a.m. Social media posts from lawyers and court watchers speculated names
Pepe Le Pew him?
Had been posted due to a testing error or as a joke by an outgoing member of the staff. But real-life defendants also had their names on the list.
F. Leghorn.
Officials confirmed the error was due to the character names being put into the listing system upgrade test.
Uh-huh.
They tweeted about the issue, writing that the local team updated the final list online, removing the test names.
Now British porn stars.
Yeah. A Florida driver is going viral for cruising through Tropical Storm Eta floodwaters in a Lamborghini worth more than $200,000, at one point getting almost completely submerged.
This footage is insane.
Yeah.
Why would you do it? Why would you even risk it?
The driver was filmed taking out his bright yellow Huracan Spider through flood streets in Fort Lauderdale. I've always assumed the Huracan is another word for hurricane.
Yeah.
Maybe a Spanish word for hurricane. But it is designed to cut through the air and become one with the sky. With the clip showing, it also easily cuts through floodwaters, too, with the dirty water flowing over its roof. The starting price for that, by the way, for that particular one is $208,000.
Were there any issues after?
There's been no follow-up. I don't know if they know who this guy was or anything. Just caught video of it. Let me see here. Hang on. Shut up.
All right.
Yeah. There's a story I wanted to get to. And oh, yeah. Okay. Here's one of them. I'm getting at the bottom of the barrel of my.
Oh, okay. You want to pick some good stories.
Yeah. Investigators are looking into a heist that took place last Thursday at a Kissimmee exotic pet store where at least one thief took 50 birds and two monkeys.
50 birds and two monkeys.
That's a lot.
There's like 48 birds that aren't going to get a monkey.
That doesn't add up.
Well, we'll have to share.
That's not right.
One suspect was caught on camera breaking into HSL Animal Paradise by making a hole in the back of the store, walking into a room and unplugging the security cameras. The store owner, Hilda Matthew, told authorities that she didn't notice anything wrong until later Friday morning when opening the store. The suspect stole 50 birds and two monkeys, valued at about $60,000. On top of that, there's also evidence the suspect violently handled the animals. That's bad. And feathers were found spread around the store. One bird was discovered dead. Boo. That's my commentary.
Editorial by President.
Yeah, for the monkeys or the birds?
Boo. For the birds, man.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, actually, no.
For the monkeys, too.
Boo on the damn thief.
The damn thief.
Boo on you.
Boo on you.
Go poo.
Hey, those are monkeys.
Hey, those are monkeys.
And people say they monkey around.
Let's see. The Oro Valley is in Arizona. The Oro Valley Police Department has discovered stolen taxidermy after a man reported his collection of mounts missing from his home.
Officials. I'm missing some of my taxidermy mounts.
What is that?
It's Bob Seger.
What? That's coming from the cue speaker.
Oh.
That's awesome. How is that?
I must have hit this button right here. When we had Robert Wall.
To Bob Seger in the background.
The Bizarre File music stopped.
Well, I turned it down because that music, you probably may not have even heard it. It was coming from a speaker. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty loud.
A speaker in the back of the room. It's called a Q.
Sound coming from.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
I mean, I love Bob Seger.
I do love Bob. We know you love Bob Seger.
That's a great song.
That is a great song. All right. So anyhow, this guy had recovered stolen taxidermy. A man had reported his collection of mounts missing from his home. Officials say a house is
doesn't seem the same without Bob Seger in the background.
Was broken. Okay. Was broken around. Broken into around December 18th.
There we go.
It sounds better through the system. So, wait, it's still on the other speaker.
All right,
surround sound.
So anyhow, people. God damn it!
Well, how could you possibly be distracted during the story?
All right, so the house was broken into around December of 2019. Police started receiving tips from the owner in May of 2020. That led authorities to finding more of the stolen items online through websites such as OfferUp. So somebody was selling his taxidermied mounts.
Right in front of him.
Officials say these mounts changed hands multiple times. Investigators were unable to charge anyone directly with the break-in, but they did recover and return most of the mounts to the owner. Which, by the way, mounts don't mean anything unless you killed it yourself, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess,
But I guess for decoration, maybe for like restaurants and stuff that have some kind of an outdoor theme, they would do that.
Maybe they need like 48 birds and two monkeys.
Yeah, and two monkeys. Hey, those are monkeys. Dear God. This is probably the weirdest bizarre file, and not the stories. Yeah. Everything surrounding it. All right. And that's all I have for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.